This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The archery deer season is in full swing, as is squirrel hunting and fall fishing. And we also have one of the largest events on the fall fishing calendar, the catchable trout season, nearly upon us. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, things around Beaver Dam State Park near Plainview have been quite busy for the past few weeks. The campground has been completely filled for the past three weekends, and even larger crowds are expected in the park during the next few weeks. And the trout openers scheduled for next weekend, according to Dennis Armour, site superintendent, is always one of the biggest events of the year. He says the trout were delivered last Wednesday and the stage is set for a huge and enjoyable weekend. Now, Illinois trout anglers will receive their opportunity to pursue their favorite species during the Illinois Department of Natural Resources annual fall catchable trout season, which is slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 16th. Armour says that things have got started rather early here at Beaver Dam during the trout opener. He says many times the people will be staking out their favorite fishing holes well before 5 a.m., and the restaurant in the park will be jam-packed. According to Armour, Beaver Dam State Lake was stocked with some 2,200 trout, weighing a total of 2,800 pounds. He said many of the fish were of an impressive size. And Department of Natural Resources officials have announced that the fall fishing season will feature rainbow trout fishing at 37 ponds and lakes throughout the state. IDNR Director Mark Miller says the fall colors and autumn weather make it a great time of year to go fishing in Illinois, and the catchable trout fishing season is always popular among anglers. He says it's a great opportunity to spend time outdoors with the family and enjoy fishing for some tasty trout. Now, more than 70,000 trout are expected to be stocked at the 37 locations just prior to opening of the fall trout season, and unlike last year, when warmer than normal temperatures delayed the stocking by almost a week, most of the sites in the state's southern reaches have already been stocked with the trout. This will allow the newly stocked fish additional time to adjust to their new environment and make it likely to lead to even better fishing. And anglers are reminded that no trout may be taken from any of the stocked sites from October 1st until the fall trout season opens at 5 a.m. on October 16th. Now, some of the local sites, in addition to Beaver Dam State Park, that will be open for the trout fishing season include Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, and the main lake at Frank Holton State Park in St. Clair County. In addition, trout fishing is again offered at Greenville's Old City Lake, which is a Patriot Park lake located in Bond County. Additional nearby sites include Jones Park Lake and Willow Lake at the Peabody River King State Fish and Wildlife Area, both in St. Clair County, the Department of Transportation Lake in Sangamon County, and the Washington Park Pond in Springfield. Most anglers prefer a simple approach to the trout fishing. Locally, many anglers use a lightweight spinning or spin cast gear, and when the bite's on, virtually any type of fishing gear works. Night crawlers and mealworms seem to work about as well as anything at these popular fishing destinations. Many anglers also use some of the more popular commercial trout baits like power bait. Marshmallows and corn are also popular baits among the trout fishermen. Sometimes the action is fast, sometimes it's a little slower, but you can still pretty much count on catching fish if you put in some time. And anglers should check the opening time of their favorite trout fishing location if they plan to go fishing on opening day. While regulations allow trout season to open at 5 a.m. on October 16th, some locations are not open that early. And to legally take trout beginning on October 16th, anglers must have a valid Illinois fishing license and a 2010 inland trout stamp. Only those anglers under the age of 16, blind or disabled, or Illinois residents on leave from active duty in the armed forces are exempt from the regulations. Now, if you'd like more information or a list of sites that are open, you can contact the Department of Natural Resources Alton office by calling 618-462-1181. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at more fishing right after these messages.
Keep an eye on your license plates. Recently, a woman said a license plate on her son's car was missing. He called the police to file a report, and the police said people had been recently stealing plates, putting them on their own vehicles, filling up at the gas pump, and driving off. The gas stations would have your license plate number, and your name could be implemented for pump and run. Check your car every once in a while to be sure you still have your plates. If one or both are missing, file a report immediately. A public service message from Tally Broadcasting.
Okay, we're back, and fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is shaping up as to be one of the best fall fishing years of the decade, I'd assume. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is at summer pool, and the water is extremely clear. Water temperatures are running in the lower 70s to the upper 60s, and wind has been the key on the white bass and walleye. Most of the action is shallow since the bait has moved very shallow, and the walleye are also shallow and cruising for bait fish. Virtually every day is different, but anglers are catching walleye along with the white bass every day. And indeed, largemouth bass are also mixed in there as well. They're catching good numbers of a wide variety of fish. They're all shallow chasing shad, and you can have a great day of catching fish very easily. The walleye kind of need to concentrate a little more on the points with the shallow wood cover, just running flats for the white bass. The crappie have also started to take advantage of the shallow bait fish, and some of these fish came on brush and stumps no deeper than 10 feet recently. And a lot of fish are as shallow as 5 feet. Look for the bait in the area, and don't forget to hit the isolated stumps as they are holding bigger fish right now. And the crappie fishing, if it isn't already turned on, will really turn on as these water temperatures drop into the lower 60s and all through the 50s. Starting about mid-October up until about a week before or after Thanksgiving, this is the time to catch these crappie. This period is absolutely the best crappie fishing of the entire year, so there's lots of things happening there at Lake Shelbyville, and more promising action ahead. At Carlisle Lake right now, fair action is reported on sauger. They're being caught near the islands and silos by anglers trolling with crankbaits. This has been the standard practice all year and continuing to produce fish. Catfish action is rated good. Anglers are drifting with shrimp or cut shad. Pole and line fishermen are using cheese baits and cut bait. And the crappie bite, just starting to turn on now. Some of these fish are moving in shallow, and tube jigs and minnows seem to be working, while some anglers continue to cast roadrunners. And the white bass are very good. They're moving on to the rocky banks now. The best bite is along these clay and rock banks, with many being taken on the sandy shores as well. In the tail waters, white bass are rated good on rooster tails combined with curly tails, tube jigs, or minnows. The catfish bite also remains good, with cut bait, night crawlers, and cheese baits leading the way here. And crappie fishing in the tail waters is fair now. These fish are being caught up in the river. Many are being taken on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite has been fair. Overcast days seem to be the best by vertically jigging off the bottom with a curly tail tipped with a crawler or night minnow. And at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is great and only to get excellent very soon as these water temperatures keep cooling. They're not having many trips where anglers aren't doing very well on the crappie. It takes about a pound of minnows each trip. These crappie are really liking the minnows, and you're going to catch a lot of small fish before you catch these nice ones, but just hang in there and fish anywhere from 2 to 10 feet around the laydown trees. As we've said, always start fishing the laydowns at the deepest part and move shallower. Some nice fish are being caught. Minnows seem to be producing way more than the jigs. And watch the other fishermen. Someone stumbles onto a technique and just follow their patterns, and you'll do very well. The bass is also turning on. With water level dropping, it seems like these bass have congregated closer to the last remaining cover in the creeks. Shad and enormous ghouls are being seen in the bays now, especially Gun Creek. And shad color spinnerbaits and shallow crankbaits are working pretty well. However, it's pretty tough to get a lot of bites with all the live bait in the area. And topwater bait action has also picked up with some key bites lately. The fish are shallow and seem to be holding on woody cover very well. So lots of good action here on the bass. The catfish bite is good all around the lake, and Wren continues to yield some very good catfish action. Cut shad, commercial baits, all working well. Shoreline fishermen continue to do well in the Ina area, and you can catch them just about anywhere, tight lining off the bottom. If trip fishing from the boat, try fishing north of Highway 154 and south of the Rend Lake Resort. If you get north of the resort, you will run into a lot of stumps, so that kind of confuses things. And like we said, the crappie bite, that may be the very best thing to report. It is really turning on right now and will continue to do so for the next, say, month and a half. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.